Broadcasting from the David Price IMAX Center Studios.
There's a new group of superheroes in town.
When they get a hold on you, it is a brutal and devastating hold.
They're my only escape from the drudgery of work and family.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios, it's the Greg Fogue and Big Joe Show.
Charlie, don't encourage
you. Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown. Call now at 844-5600.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
No, ma'am, we're musicians.
And now, here's Greg Fogue and Big Joe.
Time now for Picking with the Pickers.
Picking with the Pickers.
$50, the Smales Kid picks his nose.
Featuring Vince Gill, Steve Cropper, and all their famous friends. They're joining Greg Pogue and Big Joe as they pick their picks and tell their stories. From college to the NFL, Picking with the Pickers is presented by Landmark Bank and Pickers Vodka. You never know what you're going to get when you're picking with the Pickers.
Good Friday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good start to what turns out to be a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Greg Pogue, Big Joe Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. We got Crazy Charlie back in the David Price IMAX Center Studios. Got Jason Hall.
Jason Hall, rock y'all, brothers.
He's like Pavlov's dog on that one. Jason Hall here and Adam Johnson. We're gonna do a bit of a flip. We usually do our Picking with the Pickers segment presented by Pickers Vodka, Landmark Bank, the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to flip everything around. Like
do
best,
it.
Worst, going to be a 10:40. You know why? Because sitting right across from us is one of the grooviest people at this table.
You're right.
I bet you've never been the grooviest. Among this three, you are the grooviest.
Well, you know, I did go to high school in the 70s, and groovy was the big word then, you know. And I say it now, my kids look at me like I have 12 heads. So
That voice right there is Scott Hamilton, Olympic gold medalist, NBC commentator, and the third annual thing. It's a big thing. You dang straight it is. Third annual Scott Hamilton and Friends, the Nashville Ice Show. They've even have the word event in the title. So it is an event. Hey, Scott, thanks for coming down to the Southern.
Oh, man, thanks for helping me promote this. This is the big show this year. It's gigantic, you know. Yeah. Great music. When you invite the skating cast, there's a couple that, you know, it's just like, I'll toss a line out there, you know. I mean, worst thing that can happen is no.
Yeah, right.
And I'd love to be there, you know. So when I, you know, the dance team that won the gold medal and they led the Canadian team to the gold medal in the team competition, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, it's like, you know, they're building a tour in Canada and they're busy and they're running and they're working and they're doing. Yeah, I got to invite them because social media was blowing up. Who'd you like to see in Nashville? Tessa and Scott. So I go, I'll invite him. So the message I got back from Scott Moyer is, I go, let me see if I got this straight. Scott wants me to come to Nashville, watch hockey games, listen to great music, skate for a cause I truly believe in, and hang out with him for 4 days? Absolutely. And I was like, really? And so now we've got people flying in from all over North America to see this show because this is the only time they're performing in the United States this year.
Whoa.
So it's a big deal. Plus, I got Meryl and Charlie coming back who won the gold medal in Sochi for the United States in ice dancing. The cast is just, I want everybody's autograph. You know, it's like, I've been around this sport a long time. This is the best cast I've ever been able to put together. So the skating side of the show is great.
Right.
Then you got to look on the music side of the show, which is Sheryl Crow, Florida Georgia Line, Brothers Osborne, Tommy Shaw doing a couple stick songs,
wow.
Bart Miller, the legendary Steve Cropper. So last year we were going to do Knock on Wood in the show, and we decided to do Soul Man instead, you know, because every artist has a few songs.
Yeah.
And so Knock on Wood is going to be in the show this year, right?
All right.
So we go, well, you want Bart to sing Knock on Wood? And he goes, why not have Eddie Floyd? Right, Eddie Floyd was the original singer on Knock
right.
on Wood.
Right, of course, Flo and Eddie fame.
Right. Yeah. No, Eddie Floyd. So it's like Eddie Floyd – Wait a minute. Yeah, he's 82. He lives in Montgomery, Alabama. His son's going to drive him up. So Eddie Floyd is going to sing Knock on Wood. So it's like, are you kidding me? And then Chelsea Field is an up-and-coming artist who's going to join us as well. And it's just, I mean, top to bottom. I mean, it's there's a lot of show packed into the show. And I'm just in awe that we were able to pull this thing off.
You know, with Knock on Wood, you don't have to pay Steve Cropper any royalties because that's his song. He wrote
song,
it.
Yeah.
Is it humbling, though? I mean, look, you just named all these people who were coming here because of you. Is
well,
it humbling?
It's me and it's cancer. You know, we've got to, this issue with cancer has now become just so overwhelming and gigantic that, you know, we've got to do something now. And, you know, I've been working in the cancer space since I lost my mother 40 years ago. I was a fundraiser, and then I survived cancer and became an activist. So I think a lot of people really want to come, and this is a unique opportunity to do something spectacular,
right,
while at the same time raising money for, you know, much-needed cancer research. So the science is there to change cancer and the way it's treated forever. Where we can teach our own immune systems how to
sure.
fight the cancer internally. Our bodies created the cancer. Why can't our bodies destroy it? It's like it needs to learn how to destroy it. So the science now is, you know, back in the 70s when Nixon declared war on cancer, it was like the money pushed the science. You know, the more money invested, the more we can learn. Now the science is a light year ahead of the funding, and we need to close the gap. And once we close the gap, you know, we've changed it from being, you know, you know, something that's really tough to treat
right.
to something that it's like, well, here, you know, we're going to give you this. Your, you know, T cells are going to be trained to recognize the cancer, and then it's game over.
Last week, I had three people that I know within 24 hours died of cancer. My best friend's mom died. Yeah. So I went on Twitter last week, Scott, and I was like, I we're not going to win. I don't hear success stories. So I tweeted it out. And within 15 minutes, people started tweeting me success stories. So I spent 48 hours retweeting success stories. And it was eye-opening, the people that are fighting this, who have overcome this, people who are still fighting. So what you're doing on Sunday is immeasurable. I mean, you can't be thanked enough for all that because there are people still fighting. People are still winning. You won your battle. And it's just reassuring to know people are winning this battle.
Well, and, you know, again, one in two men will be diagnosed with cancer in this country. One in three women
wow.
will be diagnosed with cancer in this country. One in four diagnosed will lose their battle. So three out of four. I mean, that's, you know, it's good news, but why not four out of four?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm going for. And we're building CARES. It started as an initiative at the Cleveland Clinic. We did phenomenal stuff there. And then 4 years ago, I went to the CEO and I said, I need to grow. I really want to grow this foundation. Can I just take the brand and become a dedicated foundation? He goes, you've done a lot for us. I raised a lot of money for the Cleveland Clinic. We funded over 50 research programs there. We did chemocare.com, which is a website that teaches everybody everything they need to know about chemotherapy in 8th grade English and Spanish, and with Google Translate any language in the world. And we set up a mentorship program where we paired newly diagnosed patients with survivors to work as role models and mentors. So I did my work there. Now we're all about uplifting cancer treatment options that treat the cancer and spare the patient harm, which is kind of counter to the whole industry right now because,
yeah.
you know, traditional radiation and chemo, you know, they're tough. But if that's the best we can do right now, that's the best we can do. I'm here because of chemotherapy. I can't wait to get rid of it. I'm not being a hypocrite. I'm just telling you there's a better way.
Wow.
We just need to find it. And the only way to find that is research. And we're a collaborative organization. We do a lot of things with V Foundation, which I love because their science is great. They have broad reach. We really want to collaborate with everybody to help, you know, with the rising tide, all boats are lifted.
Yes.
And, you know, kind of we realize that we can be a really good citizen in the cancer community by really picking the right things. Like last year, due to the success of the event, we were able to help the V Foundation. We partnered with the V Foundation in funding a pediatric immunotherapy research project for medulloblastoma, right, a brain cancer. And they it's had remarkable results in their tests and everything. So they tried it on glioblastoma. And it had the same type of results. So we know we're on to something. because those are cancers that are they're just almost impossible to treat. And so we're going to go after the tough stuff. Why not? You know, I mean, I'm illogical. Why not do something
right,
bold?
Right. You know, well, that's apparently so since you're here with us. That was too easy. Scott Hamilton is our guest, Picking with the Pickers, presented by Pickers Vodka, Landmark Bank here at the Southern Steak and Oyster. The CARES Foundation, of course, that's what you've been talking about. I want to bring it all full circle. Founded in October of 2014, and then here in 4+ years, you just how the expansion of it went from just a fundraiser to an all-encompassing type of foundation. I don't know there's many like that in the world. Usually it's, hey, we go get the money, you guys go take care of it. Mm-hmm. You're right in the middle with everything.
Well, you know, it's... We've done a lot of, you know, as under the CARES brand, you know, again, going back, we've done a lot of work, and now our focus is purely on one thing, and that's it's changing the way people are treated for cancer. And a lot of the cancer foundations are specific, you know, whether it be Susan G. Komen for breast cancer, Livestrong for testicular cancer, CapCure for prostate cancer. We're really all about treatment, changing the way people are treated for cancer. We're, our offices are located in the new Proton Center. In Franklin, the Proton Therapy Center, it's a remarkable form of treatment, radiation, where it's very centrally located. It doesn't, like normal radiation, you know, goes, releases its energy on the cancer and then goes in, continues on through the body until it runs out of energy. Well, proton therapy is a particle, so it treats the cancer differently and much more precisely. And so that's also under our, you know, kind of philosophy of treat the cancer, spare the patient harm. So we just need all hands on deck. We need the entire community to get behind us and come to this event, fill it up, help us raise money. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to invest in the right research to save lives that couldn't be saved before.
When you first got the note you had cancer, I've talked to people who had cancer. They said they just wrecked their world. What was your reaction?
You know, it's really funny because I talked to a lot of people about this. It the fear is overwhelming. You're just completely enveloped and just smothered in fear. I don't know if it's 5 minutes, 5 seconds, or a nanosecond. All of a sudden, that fear flips into a sense of power, courage, ready for battle. Let me get to this right. No, I'll do whatever it takes. I'm going to win. I'm going to fight this thing. And in that way, you know, part of you wakes up. That, you know, may be kind of dormant, you know.
Right.
You don't know what you're capable of until you've been, you know, your back's up against the wall. And so I feel like almost richer for the experience. It's like now I know what I can do. I you know, it's like I remember I was afraid of shots, and now I'm giving them to myself. You know, it's like, okay, you know, if you live long enough, all questions will be answered. And you know, for me, it's just I was so scared when I just thought, oh, I'm going to diminish. I'm going to become what I watched my mother go through when she lost her battle to cancer. And the fear was extraordinary. And then all of a sudden it was like, you know what? No, I'm going to fight this thing with everything I've got. And I became a full, you know, it was full participation from there on. It's like, you want me to do chemo? Great. I'll do chemo. What is it? I have no idea what it is.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I did it. And then I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm really good at this, you know, because I don't feel good. But then I realized that, you know, the more I kind of learned, the more I participated, the more I was open to new information, the more I realized I can endure this. Like, I wanted to quit at round three.
Yeah.
And my best friend said, how many rounds you got left? And I was like, well, you know, 5 days left. You know, they're 8-hour infusions, but I got 5 days left. I can do that. 5 days? Yeah, 5 days. I can do that.
I just had my best friend go through it this past winter and everything.
Sorry.
So I saw, well, he's came out the backside good. That's the point. When Joe asked you, what was your initial reaction to the when you got the diagnosis, I thought in my mind, which time is he talking about?
Yeah.
1997?
Yeah. I have a hobby of collecting life-threatening illness.
The initial 1997, testicular, brain, 2004, again in 2010, and again in 2016. So I'd be remiss not to ask, how you doing, man?
I'm here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it you know what? So much of this is, you know, your greatest fear sometimes becomes the devil you know. instead of the devil you don't know. So, you know, cancer was, you know, I was really scared, and then I woke up. And then first brain tumor, I was really scared, and then my wife grabbed both of my hands when I told her, and she started to pray, and I realized I knew exactly where I was going to take everything for the rest of my days. And it was a powerful experience. 2010, we just felt like we got kicked in the gut. It's like, really? I have to do this again? Surgery didn't go as planned. Complications. It took me a while to sort all that stuff out. And then 2016, it came back. And this time, it's like, all right, so I survived 97, 2004, and 2010. Still here. So 2016, I heard this thing in my head just say, get strong. Just get strong. Don't worry about anything. Just get strong. And I didn't know if that was physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So I just decided to get strong in every way possible. And the tumor, the next two scans shrunk without explanation. No one could figure out how it was shrinking. And so the last scan, it showed some, you know, return to its normal or original size when they detected it. But, you know, I'm not going to pull the trigger on treatment until I have to. And in the meantime, I'm going to do everything I can not to give this tumor anything it wants. You know, tumors love sugar, you know. So I've kind of stopped all the carbs, stopped all the sugar. I do a lot of high pH water. You know, I don't know if any of that works, but I, you know, I'm doing my part to not give this tumor anything it wants and, you know, just live my life.
I just, your faith is, and we're going to get to it later on about your skating academy. There's a story I was told by the sweet lady who runs the academy. We did a curling segment together down there.
She's
fantastic, yeah. Scott. She's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And she told me a story. I'll get to it later on about faith and how you, when I look at you, I think of nothing but faith. And it's a great story that she told us.
So I can't wait to hear it.
Yes.
Me too.
This is just for me and Scott.
Well,
you great.
Can I listen? I need to go out to the car and
you can
listen.
Do that, yes.
Okay, download the app. I've got the app on my phone.
Right. All right.
Yeah, Skating Academy is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Boy, we went from zero to the number 8 learn to skate in the United States.
I'll just tell it now.
In 4 years.
She said that when you brought her here, correct?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Paula Trujillo.
Yeah, she's beautiful. And that after the first year, they... 5-6 kids or something?
Well, our first Learn to Skate, we had 4 skaters registered.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we weren't open yet, right?
Right?
We didn't even have a ribbon cutting, and we're already selling Learn to Skate. So 4 people came, and it was like, oh, this is great. 4 people. What are we going to do? It's like crickets. Nice
and,
over here.
And she said you told her, just keep the faith. It's going to work. And she said he was so passionate about this that I couldn't leave. Yeah. And then you look at it now, and it's just...
Now she's looking for the door. It's like, how can I manage all this? And then we're going to go to Bellevue and open up there, and it's like, oh, my word, how are we going to... Now we're, like, really pregnant. And then, you know, I'm bringing in... you know, we've been recruiting an Olympic-level coach to come in and take all those skaters from Learn to Skate and give them an elite program to get into. So who knows? You know, I told the Nashville Sports Commission when I kept begging them, we need more ice. We need more ice. We need more. We need ice in Williamson County. We need ice, you know, north of Nashville as well. We need surfaces here. But, you know, when you – I told them, I said, you know, we need more ice. We need more ice. We have 1,247 skaters in our Learn to Skate in Antioch, right? So, okay, even if you never picked up a dart in your life and you're throwing darts at dartboards, right? And if I gave you 1,247 throws, you're probably going to hit the bullseye more than once. That's what we have right now. And so we're going to take it into an elite, we're going to build an elite program. And it's really cool and really edgy and not edgy, but it's really cool and really kind of taking it to the next level of how to develop talent, how to recognize it, how to manage it, and how to really just reinvent the way you build elite athletes. We're doing that here, and it's remarkable.
It is.
And so, you know, hey, I'm a volunteer. It's the coolest thing. It's like I won't take a penny out of CARES ever. I'll never, you know, since day one, I've never, ever. I don't want anything. I just want to make sure we raise money and put it towards cancer. Same with the Skating Academy. You know, we've got this thing where – you know, building this thing, and it's like I'm a volunteer because if I'm a volunteer, here's the greatest thing. I can't get fired.
You don't have to pay taxes.
No, either. It's like, you know, I can come and go and do what I want and just sort of build this thing.
You talk about, obviously, you've got the now no longer an infant but a small child in Antioch. You said you were pregnant in Bellevue. Yeah. I just let you know Sean Henry's out dating again. Yeah. He's dating in Hendersonville and Clarksville and everything. So
saying. Yeah, no, it's like
– they found out what causes these things.
Williamson County is a boondoggle.
Yeah.
If they build what I know we can build there, it'll change everything for this community. It really will. So I'm putting pressure on Williamson County leadership right now.
All right.
Get this thing done. You got everything in place. Get it done because it'll be phenomenal.
Greg Pug, Big Joe Show here at the Southern Steak and Oyster. We're presented by Omni Nashville Hotel Pickers, Picking with the Pickers Vodka segment. Picking with the Pickers. Presented by Pickers Vodka. There's a lot of P's there for this Pogue. But anyway, and we're talking with Scott Hamilton, the third annual Scott Hamilton and Friends Nashville Ice Show this coming Sunday, 5 o'clock at Bridgestone Arena. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful event. More with Scott when we come back right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
When it comes to professional banking in Nashville, there's a new benchmark, Landmark Bank. Landmark Bank is now open on Music Row and is professionally managed by local financial experts John Morrissey and Robin Henderson. When you're ready to see banking differently, call John or Robin at 651-7280. That's 651-7280. Or learn more online at landmarkbanktn.com. Music Row's new landmark, Landmark Bank. Professional and personal banking for sports, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. See banking differently.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Cloudy this morning, rain possible, 42 the high. Rain this evening, a low 36. More rain Thursday, high 41. Tapering off the clouds Thursday night. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show. 615-844-5600.
Presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Crazy Charlie's back in the David Price IMAX Center studios. Jason Hall producing right here.
Rock, y'all.
Adam Johnson, Big Joe, Greg Polk, and our guest on Picking with the Pickers, presented by Picking big ears. Slow down right there. I'm excited.
I know you're nervous.
There's too many peas.
I know you're here.
Picking with the Pickers, presented by Pickers Vodka and Landmark Bank. And I'm Pogue, and this is Scott Hamilton.
You just call me Pamilton today.
You know what? I will tell you, though. The only Hamilton show I want to see, not the Broadway, is your show. So when I think Hamilton, I think Scott Hamilton, not the Broadway show.
To see it,
Greg, let it go.
To see it live.
Right.
To see, like, skating on TV is, you know, it's the anchor sport in the Winter Olympics and all that, and it's really great, and I love that. But to see it live is jaw-dropping. Because the power and the speed and the explosive athleticism of these skaters is just... And we have a pair team coming this year, Duhamel and Radford. They won two world championships, an Olympic gold in the team event, an Olympic bronze individual event. The stuff they do is just astounding. It's just amazing to see live. So people, you know, it's rare that, you know, we get to have this many great skaters in one event. But it's here in Nashville, and I think we're going to try to make a habit out of this, just bringing the best skaters in the world to Nashville and build our infrastructure and build our foundation to make sure that we're investing in the right research, and it's pretty cool. So yeah. I hope people come down. There's a lot of great seats. I mean, a million great seats still available for this thing. We're trying to sell this show as many seats as we can, as much money as we can raise for this. So I hope people, if they don't have any plans, Sunday at 5 p.m., come to Bridgestone Arena and see something you'll never see anywhere else.
You said something then, how the figure skating in the Winter Olympics is always the bell cow. It really is. There's a lot of other things that people get into, obviously. Why do you think it is that figure skating transcends so many different demographics, age, all the different things that goes into it? Why is that everybody's gravitated to it?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, Vern Lundquist used to say, alone on the ice, you know? And it's like, you see these young people and they're out there, you know, they're not shrouded in helmets and, you know, they're all individuals. They all have their own approach to their skating. And they all have, you know, it's do or die right now. I mean, the drama of the figure skating is it's athletics. It's also art and entertainment. And it's, you know, this melodrama that's kind of like you've got all these skaters from all over the world and they're putting their best stuff out there. And then you got these nine judges plus. It takes like 25 people, you know, the new scoring system, to kind of judge these events. But it's extraordinary drama. You know, and
it's reality TV.
But every athlete every athlete is unique, right?
Yeah.
Because you see them, and they're all different, and they all have their own approach to their skating, and they have their own personalities and their own excellence. Each one's unique. When you watch like an alpine event, everybody's going down the same course. They're shrouded in helmets, and you know all that stuff. And it's just whoever gets down there first, and it's hard to get emotionally attached to it. You get excited by it, but figure skating has that emotional connection too, where somebody can do something. They can come in 12th, and they could be your favorite performance of the night because of the way it touched you. So I'm a huge fan of the sport. I love what's going on with it, you know, and how centers of excellence are popping up all over the world, and, you know, young coaches are now rising to the top, and you've got these skaters doing things that nobody's ever done before, like Nathan Chen and some of these Russian girls when they're doing quads. You know, it's just insane what the athleticism and the talent that's being developed around the world, and it truly is a global sport now.
Where's your gold medal?
Right now, I'm not sure. No, I gave it away. I couldn't. I just didn't. You know, I talk about it all the time. It lived in a brown paper bag in my underwear drawer for 8 years until I could get rid of it. I just didn't want to acknowledge it, you know, because I pay attention to what's going on around me, and I saw a lot of skaters, a lot of Olympic athletes get stuck in the moment, and they couldn't get past it. That's who they were the rest of their lives, no matter what.
Right.
And I really, I had all these plans. You know, my role models weren't athletes. They were musicians. And so I looked at Springsteen. I remember we studied him in high school when he was on the cover of Time and Newsweek. And it's like, how do you do that? Well, you build an audience. How do you build an audience? Well, you show up every night 100%. You give them more than they expect, you know, and you just try to convince them that next year when I come back, I really want to see you here, you know. And For me, it was developing a strategy of I'd go out on the ice and I'd look and I'd see all these men sitting next to their wives and they had their arms crossed and they're checking their watch and they're looking around making sure that none of their buddies saw them on date night at the ice show. You know, it was that. No, really, it was kind of like, oh, and I, you know, and I said, if I can get those guys, if I can get those guys on their feet, I can skate for as long as I want, and I can build something strong. So now I'll be in B&A, and a guy will come up to me, and he'll say, hey, are you that skater? And I go, yes, sir. And he goes, I don't watch skating. I'm a big football guy. You know, I don't like that stuff at all. But my wife loves it. Can I introduce you to my wife? And I go, absolutely. So they go, and they come back, and they go, honey, look who's here. And she'll look at me like, I have absolutely no idea who that is. And that's like, I win. I got him. You know, so I gave men permission to like figure skating,
right?
Because it's cool. It's athletic. It's fun. It's entertaining. And I, you know, there was no market when I turned pro. You know, the president of Ice Capades told me, and I love this guy. He said, it's a good thing you won the Olympic gold medal because you're too short to be in the chorus line. It's like, okay, welcome to the company. Here we go.
You know, I can't go back to when you the initial question that your gold medal was in a brown bag in your underwear drawer, just so long as the bag didn't start out white.
No, definitely not. It was like a lunch bag, okay. And it was all messed up. And when I gave all my stuff away to the U.S. figure skating, I said, you know, you can have it. I mean, do you have a gold medal on display? And they go, no. And I go, have mine. I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with it. I didn't understand it back then why. I knew that I wanted to go past it, and I didn't want to get stuck in that moment. But it was, you know, honestly, it's just, you know, my faith walk, it would be an idol. And I don't want idols. I don't want idols at all. I want to do is think about, you know, Jesus. That's all I want to think about. So, you know, it's keep going forward. Just keep going forward. Don't look back. Forward. We're going forward.
Right. You know, that's an amazing testimony because the medal's on display at some place, everybody can see it.
Yeah.
Everybody can see it. I mean, that not
I
just...
never saw one until I won one.
Wow.
Ever. I'd say pictures, but I never like saw, like right in front of me, I never saw a medal until I won one. So it was kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, maybe it would be fun for somebody else. And that way I don't have to like, you know, I have more room in my underwear drawer now.
Well, that was 84. I hope you've changed a few of them. You've changed a few of them out.
Yeah, I've upgraded and, you know, kind of switched it all out.
They didn't have boxer briefs back then.
No, we're all good.
We had you on a few years ago. We asked because I brought up the part about your role in the movie Blades of Glory.
Yeah.
Because it's a great role. It's funny. And you told us you taped that and there was nobody around.
There was nobody in there. We were at the end. What they did was they showed us kind of like this computer mock-up of what the performances were going to be.
Right.
And then they gave us kind of their lines. And then we do alts, you know, all these kind of ad-lib alts, you know. Right. And then after that, they would put those kind of on-camera dialogue things. They put it onto the film. And then we went back and we did two looping sessions where we would watch and they'd come up with new lines to put over the performances just to kind of make it funnier or kind of represent the moment better once they had it completed.
Yeah.
But we're looking at just an empty sheet of ice with nothing. It was at the LA Sports Arena and it was just, there was nothing. It was just empty and there was just cameras and lights and directors and crew and it was really a wild experience, you know, just to do that. But it's still my favorite skating movie ever. You know?
So seamless because there's Will Ferrell. He's pointing at you, and you guys. It's like you tell me that story. I'm like, that is amazing. They were able to put all that together. You would never know.
Yeah.
I would go, hey, oh yeah, we had a great time together. Don't let facts get in the way of a good. I mean, don't let, what does that say?
That's it.
Don't let facts get in the way of a good story. I mean, yeah. You know, so.
But what was funny about that movie was, you know, I my choreographer of 20 years, like from, you know, my whole professional career, I had the same choreographer. She choreographed that movie, and she's the one that came up with the Iron Lotus and all the crazy stuff, right? So they go, you got to come and just come to, you know, filming, you know. So I went to the studio where they were doing all the fish house where they had the ice, you know.
Yeah.
And I was just there, and there's a lot of dead time between shots and everything. And so I'm just visiting with John Heder and with Will Ferrell and the cast. And I'd played a lot of golf with Craig T. Nelson over the years, you know. So he was there playing the coach. And it was really just, you know, everybody's just waiting to do the thing. And then I was like, we're ready. And then there's a scene where, you know, Craig T. Nelson's telling everybody, you know, what do you guys have that nobody else has? And, you know, and it's hilarious, his response. But when they were filming it,
right,
they did probably 12 takes, and he had a different response every single time. And the crew was laughing so hard. And I was like, how does he do that? I mean, it's brilliant. He comes up with a different line every single time. And that was kind of like Will Ferrell off set. I mean, off, you know, when he's just behind the camera, he's just this really accessible, easygoing, friendly guy. And then you put a camera on, and it's like, okay, who are you? That just sort of happened. How did that just happen? You know, so he's an awesome guy. And then I was just in Minnesota for one of our Skate to Eliminate Cancer skate-a-thon events. The Minnesota Film Festival was going on, and John Heder and I were on the same, you know, like news program,
right,
like a 5 o'clock news thing. And we're talking through our interviewers back and forth about Blades of Glory and about everything else. So, I mean, it was such a great experience, and I had a blast doing it. And still, to this day, I like Anchorman a lot, but I think Blades of Glory is Will Ferrell's
best
movie.
It's telling that it's a movie. It didn't make fun of skating, but it was, it laughed at a lot of things, and the fact that you love that movie just because
I love it. What they do is it's like the movie takes its arm and wraps it around the neck of skating and gives it a little noogie, right? You know, it's just sort of like, here we go. We're gonna laugh at this together, because there's so many ridiculous things that happen in skating that just come out of the nature of it. You know, like a lot of John Heater's costume came out of Johnny Weir's costume, where he named his costume because it was like a goose or something. I don't know, but it was funny. I mean, it was really great, and I don't think Johnny was offended by that at all. I think he understood that it was great inspiration. And one of my favorite moments in the movie is Sasha Cohen when she catches, I remember he throws his jock into the stands. I just like, what in the world? We have Dorothy Hamill and Nancy Kerrigan, Brian Boitano, all this, Peggy Fleming, all this skating royalty in this movie.
Right.
And they all just bought into the fact that this is a different planet we are now occupying. And we'll go back to our planet in a minute. But this is fun. This is
well,
really
didn't
fun.
Slapshot do the same thing for hockey?
You know,
I mean, that movie's still talked about.
Yep.
Today is the best hockey movie ever.
I went to when I lived in L.A., my neighbor was Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
He lived a few houses down. You know, and it was really great to know and play golf with Wayne and everything else. So he invited me to his jersey retiring ceremony, where they retired his jersey forever. No one will ever be allowed to wear 99 on any team in the NHL, period. And I'm sitting down at this table. It's on the floor at the Staples Center. And I'm sitting down, and I go, this guy looks familiar. I go, I'm Scott. And he introduced himself. And I go, how do I know you? And he goes, I played Killer Carlson and Slapshot. And it's like, I wore him out. I was just like, okay, you got to tell me about this. The Hanson brothers and all that. Yeah. And Paul Newman. Paul Newman said that was his favorite movie he ever did.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Yep. It was so much fun. But you're right. It just makes fun of hockey a little bit, but in the best way, where it's not like making a fool of the sport. It's just more or less just satirizing.
Yes.
Yes. Scott Hamilton is our guest. Well, we got to pick some games here in a minute. We got to do that right after that, and then we got to obviously come back and talk again and promote about the third annual Scott Hamilton Friends Nashville Ice Show this coming Sunday night, 5 o'clock, and it says till 10:30. We'll figure.
Well, about to 6:30. Sometimes we run over on the show.
Sure,
but we do. It's a straight no intermission show. So, because you don't want to lose any momentum, but it's an amazing show with lots of different elements to it. We can talk about that, but it's a night like no other, I tell you that.
Well, the premise of this is to pick some games. We'll get to that.
Great. Awesome.
Here in a minute. Scott Hamilton is our guest, Picking with the Pickers. The segment brought to you by Pickers Vodka, Landmark Bank, with the Southern Steak and Oyster right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy
Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-643-6931 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-643-6931 to take your call now. Call 1-800-643-6931. That's 1-800-643-6931. Again, 1-800-643-6931.
Gwynn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration would like to salute everyone who is serving our great country. To the men and women who have helped to uphold and strengthen all that is guaranteed to us through the Constitution, our thoughts and prayers are with you as you defend our freedom. This message is from the crew at Gwynn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration. Your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area. Specializing in new construction, repairs and restoration, residential and commercial. Give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. Gwynn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration. Thanking the men and women of our military. And wishing everyone a happy Veterans Day.
Discover a new level of relaxation at Mokara. It's your chance to revive, rejuvenate, and restore amidst the welcoming tranquility of our award-winning destination spa. We invite you to sample our extensive spa offerings, including massage therapy, facials, body treatments, salon services, and so much more. Experience refined relaxation at Mokara Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. For an appointment, simply call 615-761-3600.
You know David Price as an all-star pitcher for the Red Sox, but you may not know that David Price has teamed with Dr. Smithson to deliver non-surgical orthopedic care at his clinic in Murfreesboro and Cool Springs. Dr. Smithson is a board-certified sports medicine physician and former team doctor for Auburn University. If you're looking for a second opinion for your knee or hip replacement, contact the David Price Center at 615-678-0014 or visit davidpricecenter.com.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, all right. I'm going to knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I got to tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running. In the open field, headed for the end zone.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio. Tell a friend.
It is. We're presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, the Southern Steak and Oyster, picking with the Pickers, presented by Pickers Vodka and Landmark Bank. Scott Hamilton is our guest tonight, the third annual Scott Hamilton and Friends Nashville Ice Show this coming Sunday, the third one, as a matter of fact, 5 o'clock, and I mean, just a who's who of the music world, the skating world, and just wonderful to benefit CARES Foundation, Scott's foundation as well. Now, the premise of all of this is to get you down here and pick some games. That's why we spend an hour talking about everything.
Prognosticate.
Yes. All right. We're going to start in Knoxville. Okay. Mm-hmm. You've been there before a couple times. Missouri is a 6-point favorite tomorrow at Tennessee. We pick them against the spreads. So Missouri and UT, what are you thinking?
Man, UT's been a kind of hot mess for a while, but Missouri's a really solid football team, I think, even though, I don't know what the record is right now. But, I think Tennessee, I'm going to take them because I'm a homer. Why not?
When we have Vince does this, It has nothing to do with it. It's where he can sell the most records or where he's been lately.
Yeah.
And he wins like 70% of the time. It's remarkable.
It's like going to the horse races and liking that name. So you're going with the Vols, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Vols. What's the spread?
6. You're getting 6.
Okay.
6. Yeah,
Missouri's a 6-point favorite. Yowzer.
Give me Missouri. They got that high-flying offense, and if they get into a shootout, Tennessee can't keep up. But, God, six. Oh, man, okay.
Well, I think Tennessee is feeling good about it itself. Missouri's been terrible on the road, although they did go win at Florida. But Tennessee wins this game, and they're bowl eligible, which would be quite an accomplishment for them under Jeremy Pruitt in his first season. So I say the Vols win outright and at least cover the six. Saturday night on West End, Vanderbilt is a favorite in the SEC. They were a favorite at Arkansas, too. They're a 3-point favorite over Ole Miss Saturday night. Vanderbilt minus three.
Wow, Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm going to take Vanderbilt because I'm a homer.
There you go. Do I need to ask you about the Titans or MTSU? I already write those. Tried to sell tickets. That would be Scott Hamilton.
I'm a homer.
Yeah. All right, Joe.
Anchor down.
I'm with Scott. I think Vandy does it. Their backs are against the wall. They're 4-6. They need two wins to get bowl eligible, and it starts tomorrow against Ole Miss, who has had a couple of tough losses in the end. And I think Vanderbilt plays well in their backs against the wall.
Man, Ole Miss can score a lot of points, and Vandy can give up a lot of points. I think I got to go with Ole Miss plus the points. I hope I'm wrong. Hope I'm wrong, but it proves I'm not a homer. All right, and Kentucky is a 16-point favorite over MTSU. Middle Tennessee at Lexington, 16 points. Wow.
I like Kentucky this year. I really do. I think that they've got a lot of intensity, a lot of passion. They feel like they believe it. They believe it this year more than any other. So even with the points, I'll take Kentucky.
I got to go with Mr. Hamilton. I think Kentucky works out some frustrations. They've lost that two straight after starting out, 6-0 or 7-0, whatever they were. And I think they get it done. I love middle, but I just
now to use your own line on you that you use on me all the time. Why do you hate MTSU? He does that to me all the time because you went to school there, maybe?
Correct.
And my daughter went to school there. 16 points, though?
That's a lot. That is a lot.
Brent Stockstill.
Kentucky's frustrated. They're going to work some things out.
You know what? Kentucky wins a game. They lose a game. They go into the same bowl game.
Here's the deal. All right? So Kentucky, MTSU played Vandy.
Uh-huh.
They did terrible. MTSU played Georgia. They did terrible. Uh-huh. Kentucky's the same football team. When we get Brent Stockstill's face, it's tough. They're going to go at him.
Kentucky did terrible against Georgia. Okay.
Not really. 31-17.
Nah,
just pick your thing. Get it done.
Break it up, you guys. Break it up.
I'm going to go with middle to hang.
Okay.
Plus the 16.
Okay.
All right. And the Colts are 3-point favorites over the Titans. Andrew Luck didn't play against them last year, and so the Titans beat them twice. He's 9-0 as a starter against the Titans, but the Titans are getting 3 Sunday.
I love the Titans. And yeah. I'm not being a homer this time. I'm saying the Titans, you know, when they put the beat down on New England the way they did, I became a believer. I really think that, you know, the Colts, when Peyton Manning was with the Colts, it was always kind of like, you know, what's going to happen? And it was a great rivalry, right? But you know, I love Andrew Luck. I think he's a great quarterback. I think he's a great citizen. I really love what the Titans are doing right now.
I know which way he's going. Go, Joe.
I go with the Colts because stop it. I just think their Colts are playing great. They scoring point, averaging 35 points the last three games, putting it all together. They're at home. They're a game behind the Titans. It all works out for the Colts.
I think reality sets in with that defense. Indy's defense is bad. Andrew Luck, yes, is getting back to where he was.
Okay,
he doesn't have the weapons. So
where are you going here?
Yeah,
you're going both sides. Where are we going?
I'll give you my pick when I get ready.
I like this.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I think the Titans have played three very good games in a row. Going back to London and San Diego, they should have beat a really good Chargers team. They blow out Dallas. They blow out the Patriots. I think this team is playing for real. I don't think they're going to have that hangover like they did after the Eagles win. I think they go up there and take care of business. You know why? They're the better team.
You are such
a homer?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Scott Hamilton suck-up. All right, we need to take one quick break and be back and spend the last few moments, obviously, talking about Scott's big event Sunday night. Nashville Sports Radio.
WNSR. Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Major League in every way with the Atlanta Braves.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit TheSouthernNashville.com.
Pickers Vodka is now available in ready-to-drink Pickers Crafted Cocktails. These cans come in four varieties, each featuring a different Pickers Vodka flavor. Visit your local retailer today and pick up a four-pack of Pickers Music City Mule, Porch Picker, Lemon and Blues, or Honky Tonk Hurricane for your next tailgate. Pickers Vodka.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast calls for showers this afternoon with a high of 39. A more rain overnight with a low 36. There's a chance of rain through the day Thursday with a slight chance for snow in the afternoon. It'll be cloudy with a high of 39. Friday will finish the week with sunny skies, our high 53. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rod Tanner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show. Call now. 615-844-5600 to be a part of whatever this is.
Usually it's a train wreck, but not today. The Southern Steak and Oyster. Scott Hamilton has been our guest, picking with the Pickers, presented by Pickers Vodka and Landmark Bank. The third annual Scott Hamilton Friends Nashville Ice Show, benefiting the Scott Hamilton Cares Foundation. Sunday, 5 o'clock, Bridgestone Arena. The co-host, Cheryl Crow and Christy Yamaguchi.
Yeah, and Christy's coming in to help me out. Some of the heavy lifting. Christy is one of the most philanthropic, community-driven athletes I've ever known. You know, first thing she did when she turned professional after she won the gold medal in 1992 is start a foundation, and she built playgrounds for children, you know, handicapped children. She's doing now a literacy program to build literacy in her community, especially in high-risk areas, and she's just a phenomenal person. But, you know, Cheryl Crow, I've seen Cheryl just give and give and give and give. She really cares about her community. She cares about, you know, the world we live in, and she's a cancer survivor. And man, there's no better partner to have in this endeavor than Cheryl Crow. I just absolutely adore her.
The third annual, and the emphasis on the annual, that means there's a fourth and a fifth.
We hope, we want to sell a lot of tickets. We price the tickets to sell, so it's not like, you know, it's outrageous or we put it out of reach. It's a family driven event. You know, we always create something that everyone can enjoy equally. It's not just, you know, for adults that the children can endure, or a children's show that the adults can endure. It's really, truly something that is accessible to everyone because of its spectacular nature, and the music is great, and we really work with the artists to pick great songs, and It's really unbelievable. The fact that we got Florida George Line, Brothers Osborne, you know, Tommy Shaw. I mean, I grew up listening to Tommy Shaw. I know exactly where I was when I heard Too Much Time on My Hands for the very first time.
Because you had too much time on your hands?
I was on tour in Montreal, and I had too much time on my hands. But, you know, it's just like to be able to work with my heroes.
Yeah,
you know?
Steve Cropper, obviously.
When I survived cancer, I'm sitting on, you know, I moved to L.A. You know, I had this. I bought this house, and it was on a lake in Lake Sherwood, and I had this little electric boat, and I just sat on the electric boat, and I remember the year Come On, Come On came out, Sheryl Crow. I wore that CD out. I just sit on my boat and just enjoy the weather and just relax and try to heal. But, you know, it's just to be able to share this show with her and then all these artists coming in and Cropper. I mean, there's no one more respected in the music industry than Steve Cropper. I went to the BMI recognition thing for the Icon Award that he got the other night, and it was a love fest for Cropper. I mean, he's just the best guy, you know. He's with you guys all the time. He's just the best guy ever.
Scott, thanks for coming down. You're always welcome. I mean, it doesn't have to be this time of the year, but, you know, and thanks to Casey. What a great job she does for you and at 777 Promotions.
She's working right now.
Yeah, I can tell. She's just over
working the phones.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. I mean, I really appreciate this. And, again, this is cancer, something that touches us all profoundly, and we need to make a difference. And the best way to do it is to let's lift up the signs that are going to change it forever.
Third annual Scott Hamilton Friends Nashville Ice Show benefiting the Scott Hamilton Cares Foundation, Sunday, 5 o'clock, Bridgestone Arena. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Hey, we've got another hour of this. It's like brown socks with a tux.
Been there, done that.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. As the death toll continues to rise in the California wildfires, now up to 66, President Trump is set to visit the state tomorrow. ABC's Alex Stone has the story.
President Trump will be coming to a state that he has spent the past 2 years blasting, fighting California's policies and leadership. But ahead of his trip, both sides seem to be trying to make nice. Governor Jerry Brown saying California and the Trump administration need to work together on battling future fires, and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke admitting weather is changing in California.
The number of people missing in the fires has grown to over 600, but officials say it's likely most of them are safe in places like shelters. An apparent mistake in a filing from the Justice Department has revealed the possibility that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is facing federal charges. More ballot counting in the Florida Senate race. Officials say the ballots need to be counted by Sunday at noon. This is ABC News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Innsworth is a kindergarten through 12th grade co-educational independent school located on two campuses in Nashville, Tennessee. The school incorporates a nurturing community with a challenging program to create a unique, joyful environment where students can develop the intellectual agility, self-confidence, and discipline they need to excel. Visit our website at innsworth.com to learn more.
Experience the true spirit of Nashville at Bar Lines and Upscale Honky Tonk. Live music 7 days a week and an award-winning menu. Conveniently located across from Bridgestone Arena, only blocks from Nissan Stadium. Bar Lines is the perfect spot for sports and live music fans alike. Featuring 22 flat-screen TVs, the best of Music City's up-and-coming talent, Bar Lines offers an unforgettable Nashville experience. Bar Lines has the best hot wings in Music City and handcrafted libations featuring the best local spirits and finest Tennessee whiskeys. Come on down to Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14, 41,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the David Price IMAX Center Studios.
There's a new group of superheroes in town.
When they get a hold on you, it is a brutal and devastating hold.
They're my only escape from the drudgery of work and family.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios. Now back to the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Charlie, don't encourage.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown. Call now at 844-5600.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
And now here's Greg Vogue and Big Joe.
It is hour number two, Greg Pug, Big Joe Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Crazy Charlie back in a David Price IMAX Center Studios. Adam Johnson, Mr. Tin Cup himself, and Jason Hall producing here on site at the Southern Steak and Oyster. I was going to say, do we get paid for this with Adam sitting here? Yeah, we do. But, wow, Scott Hamilton and just everything that he is about. And you would say a Nashville treasure, but an international treasure is Scott Hamilton. So, gosh bless.
He has every reason to be mad at the world at the beginning of his cancer, and it came back again.
Which, of four times.
Yeah, and it decided to look and live. People I've talked to, he just always preaches about faith and the positive things of life. And the guy walks the walk, talks the talk, and he's amazing. He's just amazing.
Well, and this thing, the third annual Scott Hamilton and Friends Nashville Ice Show, and I thought he was really pretty cool that it's – I liked his description. It's not something kids go to, the parents endure, not something the parents go to, the kids endure. We all been there before, right? With so many people, we're proud to have them help out, obviously, in promoting the event this Sunday, 5 o'clock, third annual. And you know, I, quite frankly, when I run down, look at this list, I've noticed a few of these figure skaters. I've recognized a combined 20-plus Olympic gold medals.
It's not bad, is it?
Is that good?
It's not bad.
All right, let's talk a little sports. Certainly the Titans this weekend on the road at Indy, and a lot is being made of Andrew Luck being 9-0 in that game. They go up there.
If they played here with the crowd and Colts had to go on the road, I think the home crowd plays a factor in this. But the Colts, man, are playing outstanding. They got a running game. Luck's throwing the ball good. I think it might be a little of a shootout, but it's going to be tough. I mean, Luck is playing outstanding. I just think it's going to be a tough battle for the Titans on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with that, but he doesn't have the weapons he once had. Number one, number two, the offensive line's shaky.
They're rolling. What do you mean shaky? They're averaging 35 points a game the last three games.
So
they're putting up numbers, and if not for Frank Reich being an idiot, they would have beat the Texans and sitting at 5-4 now. There's a lot for them on the line here.
Well, they're the Coats bandwagon right here.
Well, I just think the Titans have a lot of have had two back to back emotional games.
Actually, three. If you
they took the break.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the break, they needed the break.
Like Ross and Rachel, they had a break.
But
so.
There's good stuff
Jason
right
Hall
there.
Rock y'all.
And it's not saying anything good about Jason that he laughed at it.
Well, hold on a second, Dad. Andrew Luck come to town that way. All right.
Congratulations to Nashville's very own Mookie Betts, named the American League Most Valuable Player. Not a big secret. The 12th Boston Red Sox player to be named Most Valuable Player. However, there's only been one other player in Red Sox history to be named MVP in a World Championship season. How about that? And you're not going to get this.
Hold on. What now?
Okay. An MVP, right. Mookie Betts wins the MVP and the World Series in the same year. Not the World Series MVP.
Are we talking both leagues or one league?
Well, he can only be MVP in one league.
But no, we're talking in history.
No, I'm talking about the Red Sox.
Oh,
okay. The Red Sox have had 12 MVPs. Okay. He's the 12th of them.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
I'm sure there's been some multiple ones, obviously.
Okay.
But anyway, so only one Red Sox player, other now than Mookie Betts, has been named the MVP in a World Series championship year.
Babe Ruth.
No. Is before him.
Oh, my goodness.
But somebody you've heard of, you're not going to ever get it. Tris Speaker, 1912.
How's old Tris doing today?
Tris is deader than a donut or whatever.
Wow,
doornail.
That's amazing.
Whatever's inanimate object you can come up with. But, yeah, I just, you know me, I just read through and I was going to pull out his numbers and I go, 1912,
Wow.
But remember, up until when was it? When did
2004.
They 2004, they hadn't had a World Series championship since 1912. So,
wow.
But anyway,
man.
With that, over the Battle of Boulevard,
yeah.
Part 1, Belmont, 87-83 win.
That's
over
a good game.
Lipscomb. Yeah, Dylan Windler, Garrison Matthews, the two studs on each time. And, Lipscomb beat them twice last year. Before that, Belmont had beaten them 11 straight times. Good win for Belmont.
Yeah, it was a good win for Belmont, although Mr. Plaster wasn't happy because Lipscomb lost the game last night.
He would be happy. He works at Belmont.
Okay, I think you're wrong on that, but okay.
But good game. That's a good. There's a lot of good hoops action in our area,
yeah.
Man.
College and basketball, so. Certainly. Last night, the Predators get down 2-0, and certainly had plenty of shots on goal. 45 of them last night. Yet another shorthanded goal by Arizona, which leads the league, quite frankly, in that. The only goal halfway through the third period was Nick Bonino. The Preds, once again, the power play, 0-for-5. They go out and they get 5 of 10 points on that road trip, but they did lose 3 in a row coming back into the home game tomorrow night. But the news is injury-wise, P.K. Subban has been put on injured reserve. That doesn't mean anything long-term. However, Victor Arvidsson has been ruled out with a broken thumb for 6 to 8 weeks. So certainly, and then you get the return of Austin Watson, and of course, tomorrow night with the Kings. Predneck Nation will be there tomorrow morning, and Charlie, even with the loss and everything, I'm going to go straight to Victor Arvidsson being out. They're saying now 6 to 8 weeks with that broken thumb.
Well, you're talking about January before he returns, and that's definitely going to be a difficult situation for the Preds as far as roster management goes. There's no other player quite like Victor Arvidsson. Undersized a little bit, but he is the engine that drives this team and this offense, and they are going to miss his ability to skate the way he does and drive the net as hard as he does for the next 6 weeks. That being said, an opportunity for somebody to step up. Kevin Fiala may be seeing his future contract evaporate in front of everyone's eyes because he is simply coasting again this season. I know he put up career numbers by the end of last season, but he started off by coasting last year, and he's been coasting so far this year, getting first-line minutes and not performing to that ability. I think Hartman gets an opportunity to move up there on the first line, perhaps over the weekend, and you may even see the Preds reach into Milwaukee and bring Tolvanen up. I don't think he's ready yet, but he's a better option than Kevin Fiala at this point for the first line right wing. Other than that, good on Bonino. He's been playing better hockey as of late, getting that goal his first of the season. That's excellent. He got it in the most unconventional way. He just kept battling and battling for a loose puck, just throws it towards the net, and it goes in. And when you have a hot goaltender like Darcy Kuemper was last night, and let's not get anything confused here, Kuemper absolutely stole that game. The Preds could have had some better scoring chances in this game, could have gotten some more of those shots in close, but with the number of shots they had, the number of power plays they had, Kuemper is what made the difference. The power play, it's the worst in the league. So if you were expecting that to bail you out, it wasn't going to happen. And for the Preds, it's disappointing. They could have bailed Pekka Rinne out. He gave up a bad goal early on from long distance. A one-hopper should not have happened, should not have gone in, certainly should not have given up a shorthanded goal. The inability to bail out their goaltender, the inability to score on the power play is the reason why the Preds started by picking up the first 5 points on this road trip and dropping the last 5 points on this road trip. They still come home after the CMA road trip, though, first in the Central Division. Minnesota, however, closing the gap after last night.
Preneg Nation tomorrow morning, correct?
Renegades of Puck will be in the trench live at 5, and we'll break it down. We'll talk about all of these different things. Mastrodamus, of course, Felder, and the Ultimate Predator, myself, will all be here live on Nashville Sports Radio. You can always check us out, prednicknation.com. Give us a follow on Twitter to get more information. And if you like the numbers, the details, the analysis, and the opinions, you'll want to check out Predneck Nation Radio.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. Saturday night, tomorrow night against the Kings. Monday night, the Lightning. And Wednesday night, the Blues, all here at Bridgestone Arena, heading into Thanksgiving weekend. SEC, well, I mean, we've talked about it earlier in the week. I was going to point, you know, when the, and well, it is a slight. When your CBS 230, the premier game of the week is Missouri-Tennessee, that's all you need to know. There's only three conference games involving, obviously, two conference teams. Arkansas at Mississippi State on ESPN at 11, and then Ole Miss-Vandy tomorrow night, 6:30 on the SEC Network.
That's a big game for Vandy, Greggy. That's a big game for them. That's you get to a bowl game and get a positive end of the season. Remember, Derek.
Well, it gets them into a position to win the next game.
Correct.
To get to a bowl game.
Because Derek Mason in five seasons has never had a winning season on West End, and that's tough, man. It's tough to get support behind that when you look at the overall picture. You've not had a winning season in 5 years, especially if you look at what Mr. Pruitt's doing in Knoxville. He takes over that awful, awful roster that was left for him. And if they win one of the next two, they're going to a bowl. I think Liberty Bowl is what I'm hearing.
Well, you know what? And Kevin, by the way, he's now invited me for lunch since he...
I got you guys covered.
Since you owe me 14.
We'll be at Fletcher's.
That's fine. I don't care where. We can go to the hot dog stand on the corner. If you're paying for it, I'm going. Okay?
We'll go. We're Fletcher's,
and
yes.
I'm getting pictures. We're going to actually get the B-roll.
At this point, you know, part of me is rooting that they do it.
Well, what part of you would you not?
Because I have a bet with Kevin.
Well, it's Fletcher's. You should buy lunch. As many times as Kevin has brought us breakfast for free.
It's been a while. It's been a while since we've had food up there. It's been a while. I just think, you know, what could set up for next week if Vandy wins, since he loses. Yeah. I mean, you got two teams at 5-6 on West End, that game next Saturday afternoon. And for what it means for both, that's a bowl game within itself. But I just, you know, Tennessee needs to take care of business against Missouri. They're confident. But, you know, which Missouri team do we get? Do we get the one that played so bad against Kentucky, or the one that went down to Florida and just had their way with them? That's the problem I got.
And I'm thinking, this is the thing that scares me with Vandy and tomorrow night with Ole Miss, is that, and with Missouri, with Tennessee, Missouri's going to score some points. Okay? Yeah. And Tennessee, but they seem to be playing kind of, and with Vandy tomorrow night, being favored, number one, is odd. Number two, I just don't think that they can keep up scoring-wise with Ole Miss. And I think if you have a disappointment of anything at Vanderbilt, it's been the defense, and that's from which side of the ball Derek Mason originates.
Well, Ludwig has made some awful, awful, just awful calls on the offensive side of the ball, the offensive coordinator Vanderbilt. And I just open it up, air it out. You know, it's funny, that what game was it that we covered? I'm trying to think. Was it the middle game when they went to halftime and Vandy was up 14-7? Yeah, and then so they had three long bombs in the second half, Shermer and Mason said, I saw some things I wanted. I wouldn't have to. I made it very clear. I wanted to open up the offense and throw the ball deep. And just throw the ball deep. You know, how'd they beat TSU, Greg? That last play, Throw the ball deep. Get the ball down the field.
You have to make teams defend the length and width of the field.
Yeah. And let Keyshawn Vaughn run that ball 40, 50 times. That guy is an amazing athlete. How he ever got out of the state to begin with.
To Illinois, of all places.
Is mind-boggling. So you got two big games to keep your eye on. And, of course, Middle goes up to Lexington. And, you know, what Kentucky team? We get the one who – you had a great line this week about don't let a team beat you twice. And that's what Georgia did to Kentucky because they go to Tennessee and lose.
Yeah.
So Middle's got nothing to lose up there. Go up there and have fun.
Well, and the thing I'm looking at Kentucky – win or lose, now lose, but, you know, they're probably going to go to the Citrus or the Outback, just where their slotting is in the SEC. Yeah. This is not going to be an SEC win or loss, obviously. High school football, yeah, because obviously they got their season ended with Louisville. Tonight, man, if you want to get out and see, now Division II is in the semifinal rounds, Division I in the quarterfinal rounds. Oakland at Mount Juliet. There's two or three that I'm picking out, but man, Oakland at Mount Juliet. Oakland is 11-1. Might as well be undefeated because they only lost to Maryville. And then Oakland has held 11 of its 12 opponents to two touchdowns or less. And you got Mount Juliet there coming off just blowing out Blackman. But man, Oakland's a tall task for Mount Juliet.
It will be a fun game. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Channel 4 is starting to weigh at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thank you so much. We'll be out there.
Early hit, huh?
Yeah. JoJo's got some clout now. JoJo's got some clout.
Well, that's because you don't do 10-20 sports anymore. You got to get your sports in the afternoon, right?
JoJo got some good news last night, so he's got some clout now. So we'll move forward. But it's a
we'll
big
get
game.
To that in a minute, okay?
So that's a
– good gosh. All right.
But let me tell you what.
Let me finish this, and then we're going to go to break.
This is on that. Get out tonight. Go have fun. See these kids. This is great football. Oakland, Mount Juliet, Stratford at Fairview, Tullahoma at Maplewood. You got BGA taking an FRA.
Brentwood Academy MBA.
You got Lausanne. How do you say that word?
Yeah, Lausanne.
Taking on CPA.
And I'll tell you what, two de facto state championship games, Brentwood Academy MBA. Of course, they met in the final. In a row,
right?
And then Lausanne and CPA both undefeated.
Yeah, so tonight go out and support these kids. Trust me, high school football is the greatest.
It's
the passion, the fun. Get out! It's gonna be a nice night out, and I'm so looking forward. And I'm gonna be Oakland Mount Juliet early, then I'll leave and go shoot the Tullahoma at Maplewood game. And you know, I wear the banner for Metro schools as far as public and football teams. So, yeah, I'm going to root for Maplewood. I'm going to root for the boys at Stratford taking on CPA because very few people know the struggles of these inner-city high schools and these kids, what they have to go through to play.
She went to Glencliff right there.
What they have to play for football.
One of our lead persons here at the Southern.
So I love these kids. I love these coaches who give everything they have, and so yeah. I'd love to see them succeed tonight.
You know, usually I get my news from Little Birdie, right? You've heard that also.
Yeah.
Little Birdie told me. Well, Big Birdie told me some news today.
Yeah.
Happens to look a lot like you, Bird.
What happened?
Congratulations.
Oh.
Two more Emmy nominations last night.
Appreciate that.
What are they for?
Well, one was for the it's called We Got This. It's the day that we went and I spent the morning the day the NFL draft came to town. Chris Harris was down in Atlanta with Amy Adams Strunk. The owners meeting was. I was with Butch Spirit, and so we had this kind of this bookend sportscast where you had this great access to Butch Spirit and of him getting the text, reading it and saying,
yeah,
we got this. And that's the title of the Emmy nomination. And then, you know, and then we go from that, and then we go to Atlanta where the announcement was made. And I was very proud of what we accomplished that day because we brought two angles of one of the biggest stories ever to the city. And we bookended it. We had it on both ends, and I was really proud of that.
Well, I didn't know I'd get a play-by-play on it, but that's okay. Emmy nomination number two.
It was when the Titans played the Chiefs in the playoffs. People don't know, when a game is on a broadcast network, CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, we cannot show highlights. You're not allowed to until it's over and done with. So every year I do stick figure sportscasts where I give you a play-by-play of what happened. So I had the Chiefs game. It was in the fourth quarter. So I had all these play-by-plays, and it's titled When You Can't Use Highlights. Every sportscaster knows the frustration of you can't use highlights, so I submit this every year. It's now my seventh Emmy nomination on Stick Figure Sportscast, and I've never won.
Well, you know why? They just can't get past the stick.
Which is fine. It's unique. It's different. It's stupid. It's dumb. I don't mind that because it keeps you watching that, and I've got to, you know.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, two-time nominee to this year and two-time winner, none other
than
Big Joe Dubin, who will be taking Kevin and me out to lunch here pretty soon.
Very soon.
All right, hey, we'll take a break. You know, we flip things around. Usually Ryan Callahan, GoVols 24/7, will join us at 9:25, but he'll take us right after the break. Nashville Sports Radio.
When it comes to professional banking in Nashville, there's a new benchmark, Landmark Bank. Landmark Bank is now open on Music Row and is professionally managed by local financial experts John Morrissey and Robin Henderson. When you're ready to see banking differently, call John or Robin at 651-7280. That's 651-7280. Or learn more online at landmarkbanktn.com. Music Row's new landmark, Landmark Bank. Professional and personal banking for sports, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. See banking differently.
Pickers Vodka is now available in ready-to-drink Pickers Crafted Cocktails. These cans come in four varieties, each featuring a different Pickers Vodka flavor. Visit your local retailer today and pick up a four-pack of Pickers Music City Mule, Porch Picker, Lemon and Blues, or Honky Tonk Hurricane for your next tailgate. Pickers Vodka.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast calls for showers this afternoon with a high of 39. More rain overnight with a low of 36. There's a chance of rain through the day Thursday with a slight chance for snow in the afternoon. It'll be cloudy with a high of 39. Friday will finish the week with sunny skies, our high 53. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rod Tanner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show, 615-844-5600.
Presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Greg Pogue, Big Joe Show, Crazy Charlie's back at the David Price IMAC Center's studios. Jason Hall, Adam Johnson on site here at the Southern Steak and Oyster. If you missed our previous hour, our Picking with the Pickers segment went an entire hour with Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton, just one of the finest men on the planet. There's no doubt about that, and it's just an honor that he would come down and hang out with us. Of course, his event, Sunday night, Scott Hamilton Friends at Bridgestone Arena at 5 o'clock. So we usually have Ryan Callahan of GoVols 24/7 at 9:25, and he got skated. He got. What do you do when you skate somebody off the ice?
But hold on. He's still on at 10:25. Because usually 10:25 in Knoxville.
Right.
So,
well, but he got skated off the show for an hour. Ryan, good morning. What's up, man?
Hey guys, I'm doing okay despite the fact that, you know, I kind of learned my place on the totem pole this morning, but that's okay. I won't hold it again.
When you win that first gold medal, give us a call, okay?
That's true. I'm still stuck at that silver level.
Yeah, and and Joe's bronze, but he was nominated for two Emmys last night. So we didn't mention that enough in the first hour.
Hey, congrats on that! In all seriousness, that's really cool.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, and trust me, if he wins, you may be coming over doing the show with him. Well, tomorrow afternoon, the CBS game at 2:30. It must be a big one. Missouri, Tennessee, and I just think Tennessee has a good feeling about this game going into it. I might be wrong. Drew Locke and Missouri's usually been miserable on the road. Then they go to Florida and blow out the Gators there. Tell me about this game. I think Tennessee has the upper hand for some reason, yet they're about a 6-point underdog.
Yeah, this is a tough one to read, and that's largely because I think Missouri is a tough team to read. I think Tennessee in this case, like you said, I think they're coming into this game feeling pretty good. When you look back now at what they've done essentially in the second half of the season, going back all the way to the Auburn game last month, they go on the road and beat Auburn. They lose to Alabama, which everyone does. And then South Carolina, they go on the road and play a good game and really probably should have won that game. So when you look back at it, they probably should be 4-1 in their last five games, and I think they have a lot of confidence because they're playing better lately. So this team's developed throughout the season, clearly. I think you've got to give Jeremy Pruitt and his staff a lot of credit for, you know, effectively game planning some things against both Kentucky and South Carolina and playing more to their strengths lately offensively. So I think there's a reason Tennessee, you know, feels pretty good going into this game. It's not maybe not so much because of the matchup, because I think Missouri does present some problems for Tennessee more so than some of the teams they've faced recently. But I think Tennessee just feels it's playing well enough now to hang with anybody.
How do you, Greg had mentioned a point, good point earlier, you know, if they get into a point for point with Missouri, can Tennessee hang, Ryan?
Yeah, that's what I don't know. And we haven't seen that, obviously, from this team. This Tennessee
thing
kind of had to. You guys there?
Yeah. Yeah, we got you.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. So, I mean, I think this offense has shown it can score when it needs to, but it hasn't done it in bunches. So, you know, I think Missouri is that team that really could cause some problems that way because they've scored 29 points or more against all but two teams this year. And if they do that in this game, can Tennessee score 30 to beat them? I don't know. So I think that's the one thing to give itself the best chance at this at winning this game. I think Tennessee's got to keep it in the 24 to 27 point range. I think they've shown they can score that many. Beyond that, it might be tough, but they're going to have to be at their best for sure on both sides of the ball, but especially on defense to keep this game lower scoring with what Drew Locke can do.
This team pretty healthy going into this game on Saturday?
You know, banged up just like any team this time of year. And I think that, you know, the main concerns obviously have been in the secondary lately. This week, I think all eyes will be on Bryce Thompson during pregame warmups to see what he's doing after he took a pretty hard hit to the head last week during the Kentucky game and didn't come back to that one. We assume that was a concussion protocol throughout the week. We didn't see him really do much during team periods this week in practice, the little bit we got to see. So I think there's definitely still a question mark there, although Jeremy Pruitt sounded pretty optimistic Wednesday when we asked him about Bryce Thompson's chances of playing. So that one's a big one to watch. Obviously, with Missouri being an offense that likes to throw it around, if they don't have Bryce Thompson out there, he's been the number one graded freshman cornerback in the country this year by Pro Football Focus. So if they don't have him, that certainly would be a blow. Otherwise, mostly some nicks and bruises here and there, but nothing too major. So I think Bryce Thompson will be the main focus tomorrow.
Some chatter from Missouri about Derek Dooley, about the players saying, well, he hasn't mentioned anything, but we know, you know, where he was up there and how it ended with him. We want to go up and get a good win for him. But, you know, Derek been pretty quiet about all this. I think that's something to look for on Saturday, see how these guys come out, if they truly are going to play for Derek Dooley on Saturday.
Well, it's not like Lane Kiffin returning, you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's – I mean, there's some animosity, I'm sure, from some, you know, Tennessee fans that, that just weren't happy with the way Derek Dooley kind of left the program in bad shape. But, you know, so did Lane Kiffin and so did Butch Jones to some degree. So I don't know. Enough time has passed that I don't think it's going to be as big of a deal in some ways. But you've got to imagine that Derek Dooley would like to win this game, certainly, quite a bit, just knowing that he's been at Tennessee, that it didn't work out. I mean, obviously, first time back, it might be a little strange for him. You know, are his players going to go out there even more motivated than usual for you know, playing for him? I don't know about that, but I definitely think it's something Derek Dooley will have on his mind at times, and it might be a strange day. You know, we'll see if he's kind of out of his element a little bit, if he feels uncomfortable, you know, or anything like that. It'll be interesting to see how he does and whether he can kind of get in sync in terms of calling plays tomorrow.
Ryan Callahan at Ryan Callahan 24/7 at govols247.com joining us every Friday morning, usually 9:25 as well. There's been so much made about this front seven on the defensive side, and it seems like it's settled down a little bit. Kyle Phillips, Shai Tuttle, Alexis Johnson, Emmett Gooden. I mean, in the last couple games, played quite frankly quite productive, if you will.
Yeah, I think that group has kind of quietly been okay throughout the year. You know, they struggled to stop the run against South Carolina, obviously, and that's the performance everyone will kind of point back to at the end of the year as one that looked pretty out of character for them. But really, when they've faced an opponent that they can kind of focus in on the run game a little bit more, especially like Kentucky last week, where you know you've got to stop the run first and foremost because that's what they base everything off of offensively, that they've done fine in opportunities like that. They held Kentucky to less than 100 yards rushing. This week will be a different kind of test, though, and this is maybe one of the things defensively that you wonder about with Tennessee. They haven't really seen many teams this year that do what Missouri does, that spread the field and still can run the ball. And that's where Missouri really, and we talk a lot about Drew Locke, Missouri does something a little bit different that's caused Tennessee problems with their running game, because when you spread the field like that and then still can run the ball, that's just tough to defend. And Missouri's pretty balanced, and we've seen Missouri gash Tennessee's defense with its running game the past 2 years. So I think this actually will be a really good test for Tennessee's defensive line. Missouri will spread the field and cause Tennessee's defensive front and those linebackers in the middle to really have to play well against the run. If they can do that, build on what they did last week against Kentucky, I think it'll be a pretty big statement for this group. But yeah, all those guys being seniors that you mentioned besides Emmett Gooden, they're going to want to play well, obviously, to begin with, but certainly they're going to be tested in this game by what Missouri does offensively.
You know, you partially answered my question because everybody's thinking Drew Locke and throwing the ball over all over the place. Emmanuel Hall, healthy, maybe one of the best in the country. Or if not, of course, he's right here, local kid as well. But everybody, you know, talks about that, and you just mentioned it. Missouri has rushed for over 200 yards six times this year, the last 2 weeks, and then the last 2 years – given up over 400 yards a game on the ground in those two games. So, yeah, Missouri's a team that you think pass, but they run the ball as well as anybody in the league.
And some good running backs to do it. Demarie Crockett is a guy that doesn't get enough credit. I think he's really talented, and he's made some big plays against Tennessee the past couple of years. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think that's in some ways maybe the key to the game. You know Drew Locke's going to make some plays. You know what he can do with his arm. You also know he's maybe prone to making some mistakes. If it's a game where he has to throw it a lot, I think that maybe plays into Tennessee's favor because you can force them into making some bad throws at times. If Missouri's able to run the ball, that's where Tennessee's really in trouble. If they're able to rely on their run game to consistently get 4 and 5 yards a carry or more than that, it could be a bit of a long day for Tennessee defensively. So I think that's really, for the most part, I think the key to this game, if Tennessee can continue to do what it did last week and the week before against Charlotte and Kentucky in slowing down the run at least a little bit. You know, Missouri's shown this year they've slowed down their tempo a little bit. They're not worried about trying to score 50, but they're still efficient offensively. They're trying to slow things down a little bit, help their defense a little more, but their offense is still really good and capable of putting up quite a few points. So they've got to start by slowing down that running game if they want to keep those guys in check.
All right, so Ryan, say, let's be hypothetical, Tennessee wins one of the next two, goes 6-6 to a bowl game. Is there anybody, and you know this football team better than anyone, Ryan Callahan, is there any coach of the 13 other coaches in the SEC more deserving of an SEC Coach of the Year than Jeremy Pruitt?
Well, I'll say this. It's a tough field this year because I think there actually are some really good candidates. I think if Jeremy Pruitt had somehow gotten to 8 wins this year or something like that, you would have had a hard time not giving him the award. If he gets to 7, I think he's at least in the discussion. At 6 wins, I don't know that that's quite enough to really get much consideration when you consider that you've also got in the same field Mark Stoops, who might get Kentucky to 9 wins, which is always a pretty remarkable achievement. That you've got Dan Mullen, who might take Florida from 4 wins to 9 wins in his first year. And you've got Nick Saban, who you have to gauge differently from everybody else. He's on a different scale, but he's also coaching what might be an historically good team, maybe one of the best teams of all time if they can finish out an undefeated regular season. And then you still got a couple other candidates that are interesting too, I think. So it's a tough field this year. I don't think he wins Coach of the Year if I had to guess, but I think if they finish 7-5 especially, I'd be surprised if he didn't get some votes.
Well, Mark Stoops, this is the first year since 1977 that Kentucky will have a winning conference record.
Yeah.
You know, and so, man, I mean, and by that standard as well. Transition a little bit to basketball. Good win. Not really overly impressive, but did what they had to do to beat Georgia Tech Tuesday night, 66-53. Now, Ryan, I'm going to see how much clout you got, right? You're heading up to Brooklyn Wednesday to cover the play Louisville Wednesday at the Barclays Center, and then probably Kansas if they win that game on Friday. Then you fly on back in and do the home game Friday night, Saturday morning out of Brooklyn, New York City. You got that, right?
No, I will not be taking that trip. My coworker Grant Ramey that covers basketball, he's I'm sure looking forward to spending Thanksgiving in a hotel room in New York City. But hey, that's a fun trip and some fun basketball that'll be played up there. So a busy week for him for sure, but looking forward to watching those games on TV with family next week.
But he's got that team clicking already. You could just tell, and even they're so deep at every position, quite frankly.
Yeah, they are, and I think the other night what they did against Georgia Tech is actually, you know, it was a game that was a little bit sloppier, and they didn't win by an overwhelming margin. But I think that's a game that shows in some ways just how good they are, because Georgia Tech made it a messy game. They slowed things down. They showed they can win that way. That's kind of almost how they're comfortable. Teams are going to be able to throw some stuff at them like that to give them some fits at times and to show that they can adapt to whatever kind of game you want to play with them and still win. I think that's the sign of a good team. So don't worry about the style points, you know, especially this time of year. But they're going to be tested at times, obviously. And if they can continue to win games like that, who cares what the final score is? So I think they've shown so far what you'd want to see from them. And next week will be some good tests for them, especially if they get to play Kansas. And I know a lot of people want to see a top-5 matchup like that this early in the season.
Well, they'll beat Louisville, and Kansas will beat Marquette. So next week from today, you'll have, in my mind, UT and Kansas. By the way, you said something. There's nothing wrong with spending a Thanksgiving in a New York City hotel, okay? I'm just saying there's quite a big – it's not like Joe at his Donaldson condo, okay?
Oh, God, I hate you.
Well, because I speak the truth. Ryan, thanks, man. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you. We'll figure it out. We're not on next Friday.
Well, hold on. Ryan's coming to town next Saturday, Greg. You need to treat him to the Southern.
Okay. Oh, anything else?
That raises a good point.
Well, notice that he said, I need to treat you. Did you hear that?
Greg runs the show,
did.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, and Joe's arm length is about a foot and a half when the check comes around. Hey, thank you, Ryan. We'll figure out next week, let you know, and it may be because we're not going to be here Friday. So anyway, all right, see you, man.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Ryan Callahan. Hey, when we come back, we've got a grudge match. Right?
Oh, we do.
That's right. Charlie and I are tied 2-2 after the break. Brought to you by Tom Hodges, the good folks at Goggin Cold Hall. It is the best and worst.
My reason why is community.
My reason why is leadership.
My reason why is to inspire others.
Why do thousands of teenagers here in Tennessee participate in high school sports and activities?
My reason why is friendship.
Their reasons are as diverse as the students themselves. But the one thing they all share is the opportunity to have fun and learn important life lessons. Lessons like supporting their community, learning how to be a leader, and building lifelong friendships.
My reason why is defying expectations.
Is there a grade school or middle school student in your family? Then encourage them to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school.
My reason why is to make a change in the world.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure Magazine, one of the most romantic restaurants in Music City, and awarded the 2016 Wine Spectator Award of Excellence. For reservations, simply call 615-761-3707 or go to opentable.com.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck talk Nashville Predators hockey every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at FredneckNation.com or on Twitter at Predneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio every game day morning at 5 right here on the station for hockey trench warfare, Nashville Sports Radio. The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show is presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
And we're at the Southern Steak and Oyster this morning. Scott Hamilton, last hour, our Picking with the Pickers segment brought to you by Pickers Vodka and Landmark Bank. Go back and listen to that. What a fine man that guy is. Big Joe, what day is it?
You're a fine guy. All right, today is November the 16th, 2018. Before we get started, got to give a shout-out to people listening around the country. It's amazing people. Little Rock, Arkansas.
Really? David Coleman?
I don't know.
David Coleman down there listening?
Little Rock, Arkansas. I love this. Fine friends. Fine friends down in Tampa, Florida.
Really?
Yeah. Huh? That's amazing. And once again,
Dick Vitale, he lives in that area.
Could be, or Dennis Pepperack. We are peaking big time in Rayon City.
No, you're just peeking in the windows that in Rayon City.
Woo! All right, here we go. What day is it, Greg? It's, have a party with your bear day. We refer to you as affectionately the teddy bear of the show.
I'm just going
to
have a party while bear.
National Fast Food Day. You know what I'm getting tired of? Fast food.
I don't eat
a lot of it anymore.
Don't.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? What is your go-to fast food? Really, seriously.
Taco Bell's really good,
man.
Really good. McDonald's, the chicken nuggets.
Popeye's fried chicken.
Not really. Finally, International Day for Tolerance. Thank you. It's what I do on this show every day. Hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hit it. He hits my hair.
I will still say, we've worked with a lot of people in promotions and imaging. That still is the best open I've ever heard.
Credit production manager Jake.
By far. That's still the funniest, best open in sports.
I would say he would get the big head by you saying that, but not possible to get any bigger than it already is.
I'll argue anybody on that point. All right, here we go. November 16th, 1924, Greg. The Cleveland Bulldogs lose to the Frankfort Yellow Jackets. They are both NFL teams. Cleveland has their what game undefeated streak ended? It's still a record today, according to this.
Wow. I'm going to go 35.
31.
Huh?
I don't believe it because the Dolphins have the perfect season, right?
Right.
So they would have to put together like
two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're only playing like, what, four teams back then.
1926, New York Rangers, first ever game on this day. They beat the Montreal Who.
We've had this for. This had the Marauders.
Close.
Maroons.
Maroons,
yeah,
yes.
I knew it was something. Maroons, the Montreal Maroons.
1962, Wilt Chamberlain scores 73 points versus New York Knicks. Who was Wilt Chamberlain playing for in 1962?
That would be the...
You get this.
The Philadelphia.
Incorrect.
Will Chamberlain.
62.
Was playing. It wasn't Philadelphia.
Nope.
The Hershey Chocolates.
Out west. Know. Go out west.
Golden State.
Kansas yes and
City.
No.
Just tell me.
They played for the Warriors, but they're called something else.
They were called the San Francisco Warriors.
That a boy, Greggy. Good job, man. 1976,
you know what?
Rick Barry of the San Francisco Warriors ends the longest NBA free throw streak. How many did he make in a row?
74.
Lower.
55.
60.
Yeah. Of course, he used to do it between his legs.
Excuse me?
You see the free throw where he would toss it between his legs.
Right, okay.
See, you know, I'm trying to talk, you know.
Well, you're gross.
Well, you made it gross.
1984, Houston Rockets. So, a Houston Rockets player blocks this many Denver Nuggets shots.
I would say Hakeem Olajuwon.
Doesn't say, but how many did he block?
How many different players did he block?
I guess.
Well, I mean, there's only like 30.
No, how many shots did he block?
How did he block? He blocked 19.
20 he blocked. Nice job.
I was within two.
You were within two. All right, enough of this garbage. Let's get
Thank
some birthdays,
you.
Man.
Really? Yeah, grudge match. I can win a week for the first time, I think, since spring.
You could only win a week, but if you get the music question, you end the week solid, man.
Huh?
I don't think you can. What's Jason Hall saying?
Well, I've been eating solid foods.
All right. Jason Hall rock y'all on site down here. All right, here we go, buddy. First up. The great singer Diana Krall.
Oh, wow. Jazz singer. You know who she's married to? I know you didn't ask, but do you know who Diana Krall's married to?
Elvis Costello.
Yeah. Look at you.
She's Tony Bennett's her biggest fan.
Yeah, they just put out a new album together, Tony Bennett and Diana Krall. I'm going to say she's 60.
I'm going to go
59. 54. Lisa Bonet. Mother of Zoe Kravitz, used to be married to Lenny Kravitz.
55. 53. 51.
Charlie's on the board, 1-0. Again, folks, got to get him within two. Martha Plimpton, the actress.
What was she in?
She was in Parenthood.
Garp.
The movie? No, she was not in Garp.
All right.
She was also.
Oh, I know who she is. 64.
Fifty. 48.
Wow.
2-0. Maggie Gyllenhaal. Her brother is Jake Gyllenhaal.
45.
39.
She's 41. 3-0, Charlie. 3-0, Charlie. Actor-comedian Pete Davidson.
He sort of stepped in it a little bit here lately, didn't he? Stepped back out of it this past Saturday night.
Correct.
Pete Davidson is 30.
27?
25. Charlie's at 4-0. We're not done, though. Long way to go. Blues musician W.C. Clark.
60.
61.
79. Joe Azuzu, David Leisure. How old is he?
50.
65.
68. 50?
Yeah.
Really?
I missed it.
50. Actress Marg Helgenberger. She was on CSI Las Vegas.
Yeah,
the original
real pretty
CSI.
Lady, too.
She is pretty.
50.
59.
60. 5-0.
Yeah,
no,
nope,
we're not doing it.
What do you mean?
He's got a chance to really pound you in the pavement,
and
man.
You
we're
like
doing
that?
It. Yeah, I do.
We got the swoosh.
Rhythm of blues singer Brian Abrams from Color Me Bad. Come on.
38.
51.
49. 6-0. Now, the record's 8-0. All right? Let's keep going this. I'm trying to think anybody else on here. That's all we got, man.
Well, it's
I'm
6
sorry.
To 9. That's fine. Music question. Get out of this.
All right. This was a song, massive. They didn't go to number one. Massive popular, 1973. What is it, Greg? Massive popular. Come on.
So it's an instrumental, isn't it?
It is an instrumental.
Oh, gosh.
That.
Yeah, it's. Is this Quincy Jones?
No, but it's. This group backed Barry White. Even Jason Harrockyall is rocking to it today. He knows good music. Come on. 1973.
Marvin Mandel.
When you were stealing money out of your mom's purse, going down to the
store.
Actually,
I was putting in it. Go ahead, I'm out.
The Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Oh, good.
Love's theme. There you go.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, General Manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Hi, I'm Chip Hoback. You've heard several doctors on the radio claim that they can help alleviate your back or knee pain. But don't trust the opinion of just one doctor. Call my friends at the David Price Center, where they'll combine the expertise of several doctors to create a custom plan for your condition. Whether you have back, neck, knee, or hip pain, contact the David Price Center today. Visit their clinic in Cool Springs or Murfreesboro to knock your pain out of the park. Call 615-678-0014 or visit davidpricecenter.com.
By State Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast calls for showers this afternoon with a high 39. A more rain overnight with a low 36. There's a chance of rain through the day Thursday with a slight chance for snow in the afternoon. It'll be cloudy with a high 39. Friday will finish the week with sunny skies, our high 53. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rod Tanner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
It's the best worst show in radio history. And you like us. You really, really like us.
Got a few more moments and then we're 88 out of gate. Adios, Kazoos, with the Southern Steak and Oyster, Greg Buck, Big Joe. What a morning here, right?
Fun times, man.
Scott Hamilton came and spent the first hour with us. Of course, his big event, Scott Hamilton and Friends for his Care Foundation Sunday night at Bridgestone Arena. We got a bunch of things going on this weekend. Tonight, we've got Grizzlies and the Kings at 7 o'clock. Predneck Nation tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock, Prep Football Talk with Coach Bubba Spears and Bubba with Craig Ladd. And you always ask who the prep legend is?
Yes.
Michael Coleman, one of the best athletes to ever come out of this city.
Was he on every other week?
Yeah, he's our – yeah. Now it's he's sponsoring the Prep Legend segment now, so he gets to do it once a year. Yeah, Joe would be the prep legend. No.
I'm nowhere near the player Michael Coleman was.
No, because he could have gone, should have maybe gone to Alabama. Obviously, ended up playing for the Red Sox. The Yankees and everything.
Starting out.
Yep. But also the Vanderbilt women tomorrow at 4:50. Oh, I got to start back. Let me back up. Prep Football Talk 8 to 9. 101 with Greg Pogue, Dave Shinen, the Washington Post lead MLB writer who's in town. He's a Vanderbilt grad. He's doing to that. And then we have Johnny Ballpark Franks, countdown to kickoff, tailgate show at 10 until noon. 4:50 tomorrow afternoon, Vandy women against UConn at 5 o'clock, 7:15 football. Cincinnati, Central Florida, Sunday at 2, the Grizzlies and everybody get out and see some prep football tonight.
Make it happen. Make it happen.
Crazy Charlie back at the David Price IMAX Center Studios. Thank you, Jason Hall.
Rock y'all.
Adam Johnson right here at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Thank all the great people here at the Southern Steak and Oyster. And yet again, another shout out to Scott Hamilton as well. Johnny Ballpark Frank's in this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Everybody, thank you for listening. Jim Rome is next.